Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to Angel Antics. You're here with DC Love and Eileen Powers and possibly Elijah Anderson. He hasn't popped in yet, but sometimes he has a little trouble because he does live out in the country. And sometimes he gets reception and some days he doesn't. So we'll keep our eye out for Elijah and see if he makes it in. But we want to welcome you to Angel Antics and thank you for coming. We are honored that you take your time to listen to us and, to come to our show. And we feel very honored to be able to bring you your messages from your guides and guardians and angels and sometimes departed loved ones. DC, would you like to say hello to everybody?
I would. Hello, everybody. This is such an honor to get together with you, Eileen, and share this time. It's just, oh my gosh, my heart is just so warm inside. This is beautiful.
Yes.
Now, I do
yes,
have a
really
little
is.
Prayer to share with everyone. The angels
Yay.
Have guided me to share this this cute little prayer with everyone. Now, we have to remember, this show is Angel Antics, okay? So the prayer is enjoying life with a divine sense of humor. Angels, please help me to find the best way to deal with this tough situation. I hear nothing. I see nothing. I sense nothing. I start to stress and make plans, and God smiles. I ask for signs from my guides and hear a chuckle. I pray for the angels to help me, and they dance and they laugh. Are you there? Are you listening? Do you hear me? I ask again for a sign, and my favorite song begins to play on the radio. I smile, feel the rhythm of the music, and start to sway. Oh, what was I so worried about anyway? Yet I ask for a sign once more, and the sun and the clouds form a smile. I request confirmation, and suddenly a feather falls from the sky. I demand proof beyond a shadow of a doubt and feel bird poop splat in my hair. Message received. Angels, please give me the strength to find humor in all situations, the ability to laugh at myself, and enjoy life with a divine sense of humor. Thank you. May your days always find humor, your eyes always sparkle, and a bird not poop in your hair. And this was a beautiful prayer by Christina Scalise.
Well, that was beautiful. Very uplifting. I have to admit, I like the message in there to just, approach everything lightly.
Yes, definitely. And it goes along with our theme of our show, Angel Antics. It was really cute.
Yeah, that is really cute. So how has your
definitely.
Week been going, DC? Have you seen the grandbabies? DC has a brand new grandbaby, and he is so cute. His name is Jackson. How's he doing?
He's doing great. He's about a month old, and I saw him over the weekend, and he'll be joining me tomorrow. So it's really, so much fun. Yeah, and his big brother and his big sister, they were with him too over the weekend, and I'm going to be getting together with my other grandkids. We have 5 in total and another one coming in August. So it's always exciting.
Oh, how wonderful. All your own little angels.
Yeah. My own little flock.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Well, I have dogs and they miss me much when I've gone to work and they greet me nicely when I get home. I haven't gotten any grandkids yet. But it's not too late. My kids are still pretty young, so they need their own time to grow up. So that's okay too.
Yeah.
That's their choice, not mine. And that's all good. That's all good. So we have a few callers now tonight, DC. Are we ready to take callers, or would we like to do another little meditation?
No, that's fine. We could take, we could take some callers, Eileen. That'd be great.
Okay. Because I'm thinking I wouldn't mind a little rainbow meditation real quick.
Well, why don't you
How
do that? I think that would be
one.
Yeah, it'll put us in the right mood. That'd be great.
Awesome. That's what I'm feeling, just a little clearing. Okay, so this is my rainbow. It's not actually my rainbow meditation, of course. I actually learned this somewhere else. And so, but it's real quick. And so what I want you to do is, and I could mess up because I haven't done this a long time, but I want each of you to look around you, and I want you to look for the color red. I want you to find something with the color red, and then I want you to breathe in that color, breathe in that deep color red. Sorry, the dogs are barking again tonight, as usual. Oh. Sorry. Okay, so breathe in that deep color red. Move it all the way down into the earth. Blow it out. Now I want you to find the color orange. Now look for something orange. When you find it, now I want you to breathe in that color orange, and I want you to breathe it into your lower abdomen. Go ahead and blow that out. And any energy from that isn't helping you. All right. Now I want you to breathe in that color yellow. I want you to breathe it into, right about where your navel is. Breathe that in. Feel how good yellow feels. It's like sunshine. Go ahead and blow that out. All right. Now I want you to breathe in the color green. Breathe in the color green. Find some green. If you look outside, you can find some green. Breathe that in. Blow that out. That helps our heart chakra because that's our healing center. Now I want you to breathe in the color blue. Find something blue. Look up to the sky. Look. Find something blue. I have lots of blue around my house. So breathe in blue. Blow that out. Clear out that throat chakra and help us communicate by holding that blue within our throats. All right. Now I want you to breathe in a violet color right there at your crown chakra. Hold it. Now go ahead and breathe that out. Now what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to imagine a white light. And I want you to look to the sky for that beam of white light that's coming down towards you. And I want you to go ahead and open up your crown chakra. And I want you to allow that beam of white light, also a little bit of violet in there, to go ahead and drop in and have it shoot straight through you, through all the chakras and down into the earth and root that beautiful energy of that white light down into the Mother Earth and just root it deep. Now breathe that in and release it. All right, go ahead and take that white light and surround yourself with it, and we're ready to go. We're surrounded with the white light. We've breathed in all throughout our chakras and cleared those out with each of their own colors, and we're ready to go to have a great show tonight. So welcome again to Angel Antics. Thank you. And our first caller is the 860 area code. 860, are you there?
Yes, how are you?
Good. Hi. Who am I speaking to?
This is Amy, how are you?
Hi. It's who, Melanie?
It's Amy.
Hi, and your name was Melanie?
What was that?
What was your name again?
Amy. Yes.
Amy. It seems like I cut her off as soon as she was talking, sorry. And do you have a question for us tonight, or would you just like to know what your angels like to know?
I do have a question. What are the angels telling me about? I've done a lot of work on myself, and I'm ready for a relationship, a solid one, because I feel like I've become my own best friend. So just wondering what the messages might be.
The most beautiful thing about that is in order to be in a good relationship, you must love yourself first and foremost.
Yep.
So must love yourself first
absolutely.
And foremost.
Yep.
And so you've started at a great place by working on yourself first and preparing yourself for a relationship.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But of course, that's for me. And let me see what your angels have to say. DC, are you ready?
I am. Thank you, Eileen. Good evening, Amy. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What I'm getting, it's so nice to have you with us. This is going to be like a new beginning for you and in regard to your love life, okay?
Yes.
I'm getting, the angels are saying, you know, look for love this month. Make yourself available. It's not going to come knocking at your door, okay? But I do feel like, you know, if you are available and you're looking, someone is going to come into your life. They're sort of going to, like, sweep you almost off your feet, okay?
Wow.
So just be open to exploring, like, all the feelings that you're going to have is what the angels are showing me. It's going to be a really beautiful time for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you say that 6 months? You just said that? Is that right?
It's coming. Yeah, it's coming, like, within a month, you know, within a month.
Okay.
And you're going to meet someone and, you know, you're going to be able to have the ability to have, like, a really deep and meaningful relationship, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm getting a couple of weeks, a month, somewhere around there, but you have to get out and mingle, okay? And you have to make sure that you've done all the groundwork first, that you are, you know, available for love and you've cleared space, you know, in your heart and you're ready for that love to come in, okay?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I've cleared a lot of space. Yes. So thank you.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, it's going to be a beautiful time for you. But just, you have to, like you said, again, the angels are saying, make sure that you get out, okay? You have to get out and mingle, and that's when you're going to meet someone, okay?
So can I ask you just one little thing? Is it when I, even though I'm mingling and stuff, is it when I least expect it? Is it somebody, like, not necessarily who I would even think I would connect with? Do you know? I'm just wondering.
Okay. Yeah, I just, you know, when you least expect it is what I'm getting. You know, just get out there and have fun. And that's when it's going to find, you know. You're just going to find that, you know, it's going to happen like all, I'm getting like all of a sudden, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And it's going to be someone that.
I will.
I don't
know
if it's a specific person, hun, but it's like sort of someone like that you've been dreaming about. And this is like very, like, this is a very good time for you love-wise. I mean, this is like a really good time for you love-wise.
Absolutely. Because I'm ready for it, and I've done the work. I really am happy with myself. Yeah.
Keep clearing and keep doing the work so that you are ready, okay? You'll have a beautiful, like you said, it's going to be a beautiful relationship. Okay, and there's going to, this like it's an exciting time for you as well, is what I'm getting. Are you also, like you said, into, you know, like really like looking into your spiritual journey? Because I just feel that you have a lot to offer others, hon.
Oh, yeah. I just in a quick sentence or two, I'm legally blind and I'm basically writing a story. It's not even a memoir. It's a motivational book based on the challenges that I've had along the way of losing my vision. I still have vision. I have central vision. Yeah, so that's what I have to offer. Makes sense. Totally makes sense. I'm doing workshops. I'm a motivational speaker and all sorts of things. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm getting a thumbs up on that, hon, okay?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Really, really awesome. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really cool. All right, thank you, Amy. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. God bless, hon.
Yeah, God bless you. Thank you, Eileen.
All right, Amy. The reading I received for you actually has more to do with, you know, your financial, your earthly life, your day-to-day things. I didn't get a relationship answer for you. So I'm just going to give you what your angels have brought for you, because it could actually, doing these things could actually manifest a different situation that's going to bring that lucky person into your life. And that is, they're telling you that it's time to buckle down and get your things done. You've made some commitments to yourself, and you really need to honor those right now. And if you do that, you will be very, very successful. And it does say, though, that you could adopt, you know, new interests, and this could even be, this could be a person that comes into you. So doing what you're doing actually is actually going to be what draws in that new person, I believe.
Okay.
You are someone of, you know, really great optimism, and so
yes.
success can really come your way very well. But it really is about buckling down and getting it done. And, you know, the next thing I have for you is also about, you know, financial, that that what you want is really going to align, and you've been wanting something more challenging, or that success comes to you, and it really
yep.
is your time that is going to line up for you. You also might be finding a little bit of a new area of study. So, you know, keep your eye out, or if something comes to you that really draws you in and says, you know, hey, look at me, I want you to learn about this or learn about that, or something you find strikingly interesting, go
yes.
do that. Because,
okay.
like I said, you know, being in that right relationship is all about being in the right place at the right time and being
yes.
yourself, because it's being yourself
exactly.
that attracts others to you.
Exactly.
The last
so
thing
important.
I really have for you. The last,
yeah.
that's very important, yeah.
yeah.
And actually, the last thing I have for you is what I was going to tell you. It's important for you to be yourself, and that's
yep.
what this card is saying, is to look at things from different perspectives. Nothing
yep.
is at the standstill, even though sometimes things feel like, you know, your life is at a temporary standstill.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. They're
yes.
constantly in motion. And what you need to do is awaken yourself to seeing those new things that are happening about you and
okay.
around you. And as you
okay.
do that, I think you're going to manifest absolutely everything that you really desire right now. And that's what your angels
awesome.
Want you to know. Too.
That's wonderful. Thank
uh-huh.
you, Eileen. That's so helpful. And it just gives me so much more gratitude for everything.
Well,
yes.
Well, good,
thank
Amy.
You.
Well, give us a call back in a few weeks and let us know if you know, a few different things have lined up for you. We'd love to really know. All right?
I will definitely be in touch with you. I'll be back in touch in a month or so.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks for calling Angel Antics, and angel blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Our next caller is from the 252 area code. 252, are you there?
Hello? Yes, I'm here.
Hi. And who am I speaking
Hi.
To?
My name is Harriet.
Harriet?
Yes.
All right. And do you have a question for us tonight?
Just can I have a message from the angels, whatever
All
they
right.
pick up first?
All right, sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on.
All right.
You see?
Yes, yes. Hi, Harriet. Very nice to connect with you this evening.
Oh, thanks for having me.
This is wonderful. What I'm getting is there's something in the past that you really have to, like, let go of, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you know, it's something that caused maybe some pain or whatever, but time does heal all of that.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And just, you know, you have to forgive everyone involved, maybe even yourself, and the angels are with you, and your guides are with you as well. And you're going to see that there, you know, there was a reason for this whole situation. You're going to see things from a different perspective, okay?
All right.
And because you've gotten through this, you're stronger because of this challenge, okay?
All
right. So that's the first thing that the angels are showing me. Then I'm seeing this is a really beautiful time for you, and I don't know what you do creatively, but your creativity is going to be rewarded. Okay. Do you have, like, artistic talents, hon?
No, not really. No.
They
keep on telling me about that, but I don't know what I really do. Well, maybe poetry. Maybe poetry. I don't know.
Okay, because Archangel Gabriel wants you to really, you know, think about your creative side. Okay?
Okay.
You do have amazing abilities, and you've got to start, like, connecting, you know, with that beautiful, you know, that beautiful impress of creativity, okay? Then everything
okay.
is going to really, like, start to grow for you. But whatever you focus upon, it could be your family, it could be, you know, a job, anything that you put your energy into is going to be really successful, okay?
Okay.
The angels are seeing you, and they're saying that you're, Harriet, you're moving forward, you're going to have prosperity, and you're really determined, okay? That's what they're showing me.
Yes.
Okay, and then there's messages in regard to relationships. So I don't know if there's going to be some social gatherings, things like that. But this is a time that you are also finding, I don't know if you're realizing, that you have beautiful psychic gifts and they're starting to rise now to a different level.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
But I don't believe it.
I'm getting,
but the people I talk to will be like, yeah, I feel it. And I'm like, I don't believe it. You just say that. But they tell
you better
me
believe.
I do. Yeah.
Definitely, yep. So I'm getting the word love around you. I don't know if it's a person or a project, but there's love around you.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the times it is a person, and you really have to keep those lines of communication open.
Uh-huh.
So have you gotten invitations to, like, social gatherings?
No, I don't really go out. Yeah.
Be forthcoming.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay, and then I'm getting, this is going to be like sort of like a change of life for you. You're going to have a sudden revelation. It's going to really bring freedom. You're going to be embracing the opportunities that are around you. It's going to bring beautiful change. But, Harriet, you've sort of, like what you told me just now, you sort of got to leave, like, you know, like that old belief system around that you don't have gifts. Anything that, like, is old and, like, not really serving you, you have to get rid of, okay?
Okay.
The universe is saying, Harriet, don't procrastinate. You have to make these beautiful changes that you know in your own heart that you need to make. And then when you,
right.
you know, when you connect with that, everything becomes crystal clear. Okay, change is happening. And the angels say, just embrace this new direction. Your life is going to be so exciting, and you're going to feel so good. And, you know, you don't have to worry about, like, transforming. We have the angels with us. Archangel Shamuel is going to help you. You know, he's going to help guide you on your new path. You're going to find the meaning of life. But you sort of are going through what they call, like, an awakening. And you're going to have some beautiful, unexpected transformations, Harriet.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm waiting for
and then
it. Yes.
The last message I have, honey, is that you really have to make sure that everything in your life is balanced, okay? Because if one area, you know, if you put more focus and energy on one area of your life and less on the others, then we can't really, like, thrive the way we're supposed to, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the angels are saying, please, Harriet, you know, really, you know, realize that it is important to have balance, okay? I don't know if you're working, like, several jobs or you have several things going, but the angels are saying, can you please just reconsider what you're doing? And do you really think that you need to accomplish this? Because it does cause a lot of stress when we, you know, when we get into this mode, Harriet. And just, you know, look over your to-do list. Try to approach things in a playful way. And, you know, just be cautious even in regard to your finances, okay? Because if you're not cautious with finances, then that could cause difficulties that will last a long time. But if you're considering, like, any kind of career changes, the angels are saying please look at them carefully. And then, you know, Do the changes slowly as well as logically, okay? So sort of like you go with the flow, okay?
All right.
So I don't know. I hope that these messages have resonated. The only thing I want to ask you, I'm getting a different kind of messages. Have you been having, like, a problem with either, like, a family member or a friend or something? Because I'm getting it's time. I'm getting step away. Someone, like, around you, maybe, I don't know, like, there's something going on and you need a little downtime.
Yeah, I'm not really I'm tired of the whole situation myself, and I'm actually really, I am, like, beyond tired of thinking about it. But it's just circling, and I don't know what to do about it, and I have stepped away, and it's just there, and I don't, and listen, I don't
know
want
what
nothing
everybody
to
needs,
do with it.
Harriet,
yeah,
everybody
I don't want
needs
nothing
a little
to do with it. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, and then that's okay. And the people that love you and care about you, they're still going to be there. And they're going to realize, you know what, everyone needs a little bit of time to themselves, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Have you been having any kind of health issues at all? Because I feel like that you had something going on, but you're feeling better.
I did. I don't know what happened. Yeah, I did, and it came out of nowhere, but then it disappeared just as quickly. But I was heard
okay.
that all this, the awakening, the ascension, the earth is going through another ascension,
yeah.
and everybody was
yeah.
coming up, going down with all this type of physical stuff. And I'm kind of choking it up to that because it came and then it went. So I'm okay.
Yeah, that definitely has physical, you know, issues that occur when you're, you know, when you're going through those kind of things. And I want to say that, you know what, as far as money-wise, everything is going to be improving for you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And,
no.
And you know what, I'm getting, like, I don't know what you do, like, what do you do work-wise, but I'm getting, like, you should be getting paid more than you know, you're worth so much.
I am, and I'm supposed to be going into I was supposed to be doing a little work-from-home thing. But I just thought it was going to be, it's going to be able to take a long time to build that up. So I stepped away from that. And so right now I'm not doing nothing. And so I'm kind of waiting to move away from the whole situation. So I'm kind of saving all my money.
Yeah, it's going to get better, hon. Right? Like sort of the end, like towards like the end of the month, things are going to like turn around for you, okay?
Okay. You think I'm going to get a job then?
I think so. Well, I'm hearing like they're turning around, so I feel
okay,
like it's going to go in a positive direction for you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
all
what
right.
they're showing me. And I just wanted to ask you, are you in a relationship currently?
No, I'm not in a relationship. I'm just
okay.
Because
you know what?
I
okay,
am kind of talking to somebody, but I don't think so. Because he's.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
But I'm feeling energy around you. If this isn't the person, there's someone that's really close. Their energy is like next to you. I'm tingling, and this is going to be. You're going to have the feelings of love all around you.
Okay.
So they're coming. If this isn't the one that's giving you that tingly feeling, they're on their way.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen Harriet, and thank you so much.
Thank you. That was a blessing.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Harriet, I have pulled three cards for you, and all three are very, very similar messages. And it's actually something that, you know, DC alluded to a little bit, and you kind of said that you needed it. And so now I've got three angels telling you that it's time. You need to take time to take some excellent care of yourself. Give yourself that relaxing treatment that you deserve. Whether it be a massage, a salt bath, a pedicure, just, you know, take time to open yourself up to your own body. And through this process of relaxation, it's going to also open up your spirituality because that's just how it works. You've actually called out to heaven asking and begging for some rest and relaxation. And these angels, Stephanie is coming here to tell you, take care of yourself. Don't allow yourself to be swayed. You are just as important of a mission as anything else. Take the steps right now to create time for your own relaxation. You will feel much happier. You'll be more at peace. Your mind will be more relaxed. And it'll just be actually great benefits for you and for everyone that comes in and out of your life. The next card I have is St. Teresa. And she's also saying, take some time out. You've been way too busy taking care of everyone else's needs. Now it's time to stop and take care of yourself. You know, you are a goddess too. And you have to take time to allow that goddess to come out and allow you to be you. Take that time out. You've been working way too hard. So just stop for a moment. Take a respite. And you've really earned it. So give yourself that time. Delegate if you have to. If you don't take this time, you become out of balance. And being out of balance, you know, is not good for anybody. Even if it's things as simple as taking a nap or, you know, anything like that. But, you know, also, you know, make sure that you delegate some of the work if at all possible. The third angel that came in is the angel Shanti. And she is the angel of peace. And she says that, you know, if you do these things, you will find new tranquility and a lot smoother road ahead, which is what we all desire, is, you know, is to just, you know, have that smooth road and, you know, feeling gracious about the world around us and what we're doing and that peace of mind that comes along with it. So it may take a little bit of spending time alone, but your soul deserves it. It will bring your soul tranquility. It'll bring you to a divine nature. It's like the angels. If you do this, you'll actually be able to hover over and see others with your mind's eye. And it may be feeling a little bit like swirling, especially as you start. But through breath and intention, those are two things that you practice through meditation, is breath and intention, that you really will be staying centered, and it will really help you on that road, and it'll smooth out all the roads for you. So to me, all three of these cards are basically telling you the same thing, is you need to take some time for yourself. You deserve it. Honor yourself. Be your own goddess. Does that make sense to you? Does that resonate with you?
Yes. No, yeah, like for the last couple of years, I've been getting like 3 to 4 hours of sleep a night. I don't really do nothing. Oh. I don't really work, but I think I've been doing a lot of spiritual, I don't know, I've been doing some spiritual stuff, and I think that's transmuting, and it's taking a lot of energy out of me. And so now I understand the value of the priest and priestess job, because it takes a lot of energy to be sitting up there and be praying people out of garbage, to see the garbage and then be praying. It takes a lot out of you. So,
yes.
Yeah, so that's what I think that's what yeah. it's saying. But within the last
yeah.
month, somehow I've been, I still go to sleep about 3 o'clock in the morning, but this time I'm sleeping later and it's deeper. Like once I hit that pillow, I go to sleep at 3, but I don't wake up to 12. So, and the sleep isn't uh-huh. like all shadow. It's a real sleep, you know. So,
yeah.
Your
schedule is just different than your people's. Yeah. Your body clock.
Yeah.
Your body schedule. Yeah. I have a daughter like that. She has a terrible time going to bed before 1 in the morning. She's just that person, you know. I told her, you know, get a late
night
job, get a job at the hospital as a receptionist. You're up and awake.
Up wide awake. Yes.
Yeah. So you just find areas that fit into that. But anyway,
right.
that's what your angels have for you. And I wish you luck, and come back to us in a month or so and let us know how things are going, all right?
I will. Thank you so much. God bless. Bye bye.
All right. Angel blessings, Harriet. All right. The next person we have is from, let's see, where are we at here? It's from the 315 area. 315, are you there? Hi.
Yes,
who am I speaking to?
Hi, Elaine. This is Annette.
Hi, Annette. How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. I was wondering what you see with a possible health sale.
A health scare?
A house being, yeah, my house being sold.
All right. Well, we'll pull and see what we can find.
Okay.
DC works a little more magic than I do, but I start with
Annette,
cards
thank
and
you
then.
Us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then I get a thumbs up, hon, from the angels.
What's that?
I'm getting a thumbs up from the angels, hon.
Okay.
Yeah, the house is going to be sold, hon, so you just have to relax and, you know, don't be, like, I feel like so tight and everything in the chest and everything. Just relax. Everything's going to happen for your best, and it is going to be sold. And the angels are saying that what you are seeking is coming to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, fortune is coming your way is what the angels are saying, and it's coming about because this is what you've been wishing for. And
mm-hmm.
I'm getting soon, the word soon, okay?
Okay, honey. Thank you so much.
In the near future is like what they're giving me, hon, okay? And just, you know what, I have a couple little angel messages if you'd like them.
Okay.
just please always believe in yourself, Annette. You're a phenomenal person. You have so many beautiful gifts. And, you know, what is it that makes you happy? What brings you joy? Start making sure that you do that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to get to work. You know what? I've known you for quite a while now, and you've really got to get on to that spiritual path, and you have so much to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
I
feel like
that.
It's your dad that's watching over you, okay? I see a man, like, looking down on you and from heaven, and it's your dad watching over you, hon.
Yeah, he always does.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah. There's going to be so much that you're going to be grateful for, hon.
Okay.
So you really, you know, your life is going to, it's really going to turn around in a beautiful way, hon, okay? But make sure
okay.
you have a little bit more balance in your life, because I don't feel like your life is as balanced as it could be.
No, it's not right now. It's like I'm trying to do all this health repairs and stuff on my own because I don't have money to pay people.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so I'm overwhelmed
yes.
right now. Mm-hmm.
And I just see you and I see like a gentleman. And like I said, you're going to have that beautiful love as well. That's going to come your way, Annette.
Okay.
Okay, so just, you know, all this stuff that you've been hoping for and everything, it is coming your way, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was
so just
wondering about my health more than anything right now. I went out of
okay,
here.
Okay, your health? I feel like
yeah.
you have a lot of anxiety. And
yeah,
your anxiety is kind of
high.
But even though you have the anxiety, like, pay attention to whatever physical symptoms are going on as well, okay?
Okay.
And if it continues, please, you know, make sure that you get it checked out because that's not good to, you know, be in that state for too long.
Yeah, I know. I
okay.
called my regular doctor. She wants me to go to my heart doctor. So,
okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just be careful there, hon. Okay.
Okay.
And you know what I'm feeling, and I just want to ask you, hon. Are you eating stuff that either gives you like an adverse reaction or something? Because I feel itchy when I'm asking you about foods. I'm itching. Are you eating something that you possibly may be allergic to that you're not realizing or you're forgetting or something?
As far as I know, I don't have any food allergies, but I do have acid reflux, and the last couple of nights,
okay,
like you said, I feel very anxious, and I feel nauseous, like, you know?
Okay. Well, just try to, you know what, try to lay down, like, a couple times a day, and then just don't think of anything. Let the universe pour whatever it wants into you, because silence is golden, is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And just, you know, try to be quiet and stuff. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You have to tell your body, you know what? Okay, you know, I've had this going on. I've had that going on. But guess what? Your body is still supporting you in some way or another, correct?
Uh-huh.
And tell your body, say, you know what? I forgive you. And send your body that beautiful love that it needs. And just keep doing some positive visualizations. And it's really important. It's going to help to, you know, really help the health get a lot better. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right, and that's what I have for you. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. God bless you, Annette.
Thank you, DC.
Thanks.
All right, Annette. What I have for you tonight, you need to spend a little bit more time alone in nature. Do a little bit of meditating. You know, really think about what, you know, those core desires are and your intentions and, you know, what is your part in it as far as, you know, moving forward in these things? Are you being yourself? Are you loving yourself? You know, are you that person that's, you know, trying to create the best health for yourself? You know, it's about also asking your angels so that you gain a positive perspective of things. It's,
okay.
It's not, you know, a new perspective. It's a positive one that they're asking you to gain. And
right.
So they feel that to do that, you need to spend a little bit of time meditating in nature and being grateful and thankful for the things you have and maybe not always desiring what isn't in front of you, but just realizing what's in front of you is actually what you manifested and desired and making that the best that there is. And as you do that, you'll see actually the golden lining that you do have. The next thing I have for you is about healing a situation that you've been in. It's about you needing to look at the other person's point of view and looking at it actually with compassion and understanding that, you know, that you know, there might be some connection between two people, but that doesn't always mean that they're on the same path or that they're really, their, you know, goals are the same thing. Just because they seem like they're both doing spiritual work doesn't necessarily mean that you're on the same path. We each have our own, and they might be so different that they don't meld. So sometimes it's you're being asked to look at it from another person's point of view. The next thing I have for you is that the angel Adriana is actually leading you towards your answers, and it's the answers to your prayers. So please listen and follow. Follow any steps that you feel are being communicated to you, even if it's something that you don't want to do. Well, I didn't want to do that. Why did that song imply I should be going that direction? That's like too much like work. Well, it might be too much like work, but if we don't do our own work, we don't reach the goals on the path that we set forth to reach. Sometimes we set our intentions and desires on a lot of earthly things. Like relationships. The relationships is more of an earthly thing. It's not, you know, it's not a spiritual thing, even though, you know, all of us are looking for our soulmate or, you know, our twin flame. That twin flame or soulmate is not necessarily your love partner. That love partner just may be an earthly relationship that comes and goes. You know, just know that. And I know that because that's what I was looking for and desiring. And guess what? DC and I found each other, and we knew immediately that there was a spiritual connection.
Right.
And so it's above and beyond the earth, the possession that we have here. It's a spiritual thing that we both share, and we know it in our hearts. It brings us both to tears because we know that there is that there's something, that we were meant to know each other. We were meant to be it on and help each other on this path of this lifetime. So just, you know, using that as an example, but that is really, you know, if you do that, then your dreams that you really dream in your heart, not the earthly things, but the spiritual things, those are going to come to you if you do these things. And that's the message I have for you today. All right?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Huh?
All right, Annette. I love you.
Love you.
Take care, all right? Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
All right. That's a good friend of ours. And she also, you know, is working on her own path, and we know that. And we love that. We encourage that. So thanks for calling, Annette. My next caller that I have the next one is from the 619534 area. And who am I speaking to tonight?
Irene.
Hi, Irene. How are you?
Hi. Okay, and you?
Great. I know you called us at least a few weeks ago or a week ago or so. Do you have a question for us?
Really, I just wanted to see what you guys see.
All right. See if there's anything new tonight. Or... All right, we can do that.
Oh, Eileen, this is DC. I think Elijah joined us.
Oh.
Pardon?
Oh, okay.
Oh, hi, Eileen. No, I was saying Elijah, one of our co-hosts, he's joined us.
Has he? Okay. I'm not seeing his
number. Had a thumb. He showed his thumb.
Unless he's on a different phone line.
Hold on, give me a minute.
It's usually from 509 area.
I can't hear.
Ask him if he's...
Yeah.
Ask him for the area code in the meantime. You know, hopefully he'll give it to us. Wait, he's seeing the message. It's the same. 509.
Oh.
Okay.
Nope, it's not up.
Did you get him?
Nope, it's not showing up.
What did you even ask her?
I already asked.
Interesting. All right, let's go ahead and read for Irene, and I'll keep my eye out for it. Maybe Elijah can hang up and call back in. Maybe it'll connect this time.
And again,
Okay, Irene, I just have a question from the angels. The angels are asking, what should you be doing at this time to be taking care of yourself? Okay, because much of our health is based upon what we do. Irene, do you have any bad habits that need to be addressed?
Bad habits? Yeah, I think my bad habit is trying to rescue everybody, every single kid I got, trying to help them out. But I'm always trying to do things for everybody.
You're a beautiful person, hon. And you just have to, you know what, you have to start thinking about you and really get yourself in alignment with everything, okay? Because what I'm feeling like, you know, like you are a person that wants to help everybody, but I feel like it's taken a little bit of a toll on your health, okay? So you've got to be careful, okay? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you eating okay? Because that's what the angels are showing me, that you really need to, like, focus on your health.
Yeah, I don't focus too much on my health. I don't hardly sleep too much. And
Yeah,
I'm mostly awake. I don't get that much rest.
Well, you really need to take your body, your vessel through life, okay, honey?
Okay.
Need a little bit more balance, because that's throwing your life out of balance considerably, okay?
Okay.
So that's what the angels are showing me, and, you know, that'll make a significant difference. But around you, you have one of the Ascended Masters, and that would be Kutumi. And he's reminding you to stay focused on what you're trying to, you know, like to manifest. What are your desires? What are your priorities? And you seem to get, like, a little distracted. Like you said, you're trying to, you know, help everyone else with their demands and different things. But you really have to, you know, focus on Irene, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you having, like significant dreams and things? Because I'm getting, like, this, you know, he's showing me, like, dreams. Your dreams are here, and he's saying, Irene, imagine that they've already manifested. This is your reality, okay?
Okay.
And you really need to devote to, you know, things like that. And there's a lot of distractions around you, and he wants you to say no. And be assertive, like, what, you know, with the demands that you have upon your time. And above all, you have to keep your promises to yourself, Irene.
Okay?
Okay. And I'm getting the word detox. You've got to detox, like, your body and your mind, hon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, Irene, I'm getting that you're a healer, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, I feel like you really have to open, you know, to this beautiful gift that is with you, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any, do you have any interest in studying, like, different healing modalities, like different types of healing?
Yes.
Okay, well, I mean, this is a good time to do that, hon, okay?
Okay.
Because that's what, you know, that's what I'm being shown. And you also have Saint Germain with you. And he's saying, Irene, you have the power to resolve the situation that you're thinking about, okay?
Okay.
And you, like, Saint Germain works with, like, you know, his magic. And he's saying you have the ability, too, to tap into those magic abilities that you have, you know? You've used them in the past. Pull those beautiful abilities out of storage and use them now, Irene, okay?
Okay.
And just start, you know, like, clearly focus on what you want to, you know, manifest and take steps. And, you know, this is really going to help you to manifest what you're looking for. But you have to decide what it is that you won't and you will accept, like, with these situations around you. You need clarity around them, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hon. And that's what I have. And, Eileen, I'm going to turn Irene over to you. And we still have Elijah on hold.
Okay. Thank you.
God bless, hon.
God bless you. Thank you. Oh, I think they got it live.
Okay. Elijah, are you with us?
Hey, folks.
Yay, there he is. Hello, hello.
I've been waiting.
My goodness. Oh, Eileen, are you with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Not that Eileen.
Eileen, our co-host. Eileen, are you with us?
I think we lost Eileen. This is kind of crazy.
I'm sorry. I am. My dogs were barking and I muted.
Okay.
Yes.
Finally, we finally can hear Elijah, which is beautiful. That's awesome.
Yes, I could hear you guys the whole time. And
Irene.
So I did scroll up and down. At first, I didn't find him, but this time I did. But Elijah, we're reading for a nice lady named Irene right now. And I was just ready to go with her because I really feel that this is a good message for her. These are, I use a tarot card deck. And these are major kind of two of them. And that is that... right now, I must agree with what DC said, that you really are a healer, and that's the path that you really should be working with right now. You should work with different groups, join a circle that's going to really expand your viewpoint, maybe even, you know, a class or a course, a seminar, a spiritual organization. It's really optimal time for you to find that new group of friends that are going to support you on this path. It's going to give you a great strong moral compass. And it's going to let you know that the people that maybe don't look at life from the same perspective as you do, it's going to give you tools to be able to meld all situations for yourself. And that the situation you've been in has been one of the people that you're around have limiting beliefs. And it's time for you to expand your belief system further and further you know, really seek out mentors that are going to help you with that. It's time to release that phase in your life and move forward. You know, just really, the second card I got is completely and totally about spiritual transformation. It is really time to leave that which you have outgrown. It no longer is serving you. You relate to the love and peace of and kindness of the things you've been working with in your past, but it's really time to shake off those old beliefs and expand your horizon because there is so much more to this spirituality than, say, just one religion or just a religion of any sort. It's really, anyway, this card is coming to you because it's time for you to take a real spiritual evolution. And the last thing that I have is actually more about you. And it's telling me that you've been really working too hard lately. You've been doing too much work. And it's okay to accept the help from others. Go ahead and invite others to take over some of the tasks that are menial and mundane. You just don't have to keep doing that busy, because it really is time to put yourself in balance. Part of working with spirituality is trying to be in balance. So this last card is telling me that you need to relegate and delegate things to other people so that you can bring yourself into balance so you can further yourself along your spiritual path. And that's your angel message for tonight.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I hope that really did resonate with you because I really, really felt that was what you were meant to hear. Elijah, I know you came on late with Irene, but you may have heard her and collected some of her energy. With her permission, would you like to read her?
Yes.
Elijah?
I think it also...
I'm here. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Awesome. I started to a little bit as you were talking, Eileen. I wasn't able to get too far. The main thing that I got was really an exploration about clearing imprints and spiritual hygiene. And what that simply means is that as we begin to go into an endeavor, whether or not we go into an endeavor of There's a lot of background noise for some reason. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm trying to do my best. Whether or not we go into an endeavor of moving into some kind of spiritual modality of healing or whatever the case may be, just in general, or any exploration into spirituality of any kind, even if we don't, we're not even doing that, there's this concept known as spiritual hygiene, and everybody should really get to know what that means. On the most basic levels, okay, because this is something that has been studied, and there is great lengths of study that one can undertake on this just one subject. Just on a very basic level, in the process of us coming into a higher level of evolution and ascend and grounding our spiritual self within the physical human body, in that process, we're not always 100% within our body. And there's a teaching that says to the extent that you're not in your body, something else is. Okay, it's called the law of vacuum. And so in the process of these explorations, being able to make sure that we understand deep teachings related to spiritual hygiene is going to be extremely important in any undertaking that we take, whether or not we take that undertaking. For example, if you're going to work with somebody and you're going to do energetic healing on them, even if it's something as benign as Reiki, you're going to want to have some level of grounded connection. And you're also going to want to have some level of spiritual hygiene. And be able to understand that you don't necessarily, want to enter into some of these things with residues and that sort of thing. So learning how to cleanse these residues, learning how to cleanse the auric field, and everything related to that is really the main thing that I got that's going to be in your best interest, both before and after moving into any of those endeavors, or even if you're even working with anybody else. Because I do see a lot of that in my work, that a lot of times people do transfer certain imprints unknowingly, benignly, not something that they're trying to do. It's just information. And so in the same, very same way that we, clean ourselves, our physical bodies, and bathe ourselves and so forth and so on, the same concept applies spiritually. There is a sense of energetic imprint and being able to simply neutralize and cleanse them from our field. So that's what I have for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
Yep, awesome.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Irene. Talk to you soon. For some reason, I'm really being called to take this caller. So that's the one I'm going to take next. And then I'll go back up. 330, are you there?
Hey, this is Kiki.
Hi, Kiki. Welcome to the Angel. Do we have permission to read you tonight?
Yes, and I was meditating that you'd pick me, so I'm sure you were called to pick this number.
Wow. Yeah, I have to admit it was a little bit further down, but there was something about it that I really did feel very drawn to having to pick it up. So do you have a specific question for us tonight, or do you just want to see what messages we have to give you?
Well, a little bit of both. I do have a question about a new entrepreneurial endeavor that I'm going to be undertaking within the next month or two, and then just whatever else might pop up.
All right. Well, that always happens. So, all right. Sounds good. We'll see what we got for you.
Okay.
DC, are you ready?
Hi, Kiki. This is DC. Yes, I'm ready. Hi, Kiki.
Hey.
What I'm getting is, this is a great time for you to start, entrepreneurial venture.
Okay.
So this is really cool. I mean, you're wanting to do this the timing is perfect, okay?
Awesome.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of prosperity around you, hon. I'm sort of seeing like pennies from heaven, and to me, like I said, there's going to be money like all around you, and this is a really extremely powerful time for you, and I feel you're going to do really, really well, okay? There's going to be a lot of success around you, Kiki.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, okay. And I just feel like you're sort of progressing on your spiritual path as well, okay? That's what the angels are showing me. And do you feel like, have you gone through, like, an awakening, or do you feel like you're going through one? Because I'm feeling like this has, like, been, like, it's very powerful, you know?
Yes, I do feel like I'm deliberately tackling a lot of things that have held me back spiritually or spiritual hang-ups, and I'm overcoming them one by one, deliberately, spiritually.
That's beautiful. Now, there is something, though, that I feel that you're still holding on to, and that still has to be released, hon. I don't know if you understand that.
No.
But that's what the angels are showing. There's still something that you've got to let go of to really truly be, you know, released and healed, okay?
Hmm. Okay.
Is it something that, like, maybe matters heart or something? Because I feel like, you know, like the heart area, you know?
Well, that's kind of the last area I'm working on. Or wanting to work on that. I haven't had much luck in that department, so.
Okay, so what the angels are saying, Kiki, they want you to just try to relax and just sort of have an open mind and an empty mind, okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, just let the universe pour what it wants into you, okay?
Okay.
And that's really going to help. I am saying that... I do see that beautiful spiritual growth around you. Are you sort of meeting, like, new people now as well?
Yes, I do, you know, go out a lot in the city trying to meet new people, so yes, but not all the time.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. I'm seeing, like, new people coming around you, okay? And the angels want you to sort of be like a child, to dream like a child dreams and to play and everything, and it's really going to help you to be more creative. But just, you know, just the way the child would really, like, you know, see something and feel something, just try to get into that state of mind, and it's really going to help you to go further. And as Elijah said, like, you know, what he was talking about, you know, like the spiritual, sort of like you clean your physical body and everything like that, I feel like you know, make sure that you listen to that message. It was really beautiful. And as well, I'm feeling that you're not grounding yourself enough, okay?
Okay.
You've got to watch the grounding and just, you know, just make a conscious effort to, like, to do that every day. And the angels are showing me, you sort of have to rethink maybe, you know, like revisit some of the things that you do spiritually. I feel like you sort of got to try something new. Like, it sort of feels like outdated to me, okay? Because you said you are growing and you're pursuing new spiritual information. And this is, you know, a good time to revisit what you've done and, like, find something new to really go along with, you know, the growth that you've had.
Okay.
But don't be doing, like, too much at once, because I feel like at times you look like a, sort of like a chicken with your head cut off. Just take it slow. The angels are saying, Kiki, take it slow. Make sure you take time to rest and create some space, okay? And that could just entail listening to some beautiful music, okay?
Okay.
So you have to give yourself the gift of time and space. And when you do, you're going to see, you know, you're going to have that beautiful spiritual growth around you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. I, especially about the grounding part, and I'm kind of just all over the place reading different spiritual things and trying this and trying that. So I think I just need a zone and let something come to me naturally. So I get it.
Okay. And, you know, your life is improving. Just keep trusting in the universe and the beautiful powers of the universe. And just give thanks to everyone in your life, everything in your life. And the universe wants you to share your beautiful gifts, Kiki, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that could entail just like a beautiful story you might have from your childhood. It doesn't have to be like anything really, you know, like in depth, but you have so much knowledge that the universe wants you to share, hon.
Okay.
Okay, and hold on. You still have, you know, two other parts to your reading, hon. God bless, Kiki.
Thank you, DC.
Thank you.
All right, Kiki. Wonderful. That was beautiful, DC. Thank you. Kiki, what I have for you is that right now you've been in a rhythm of extremes. At one minute, you're being really, really, you know, cautious with your funds or your finances, or, you know, different things in your life, even maybe just, you know, your habits. And then the next thing, you know, you're being, you know, too carefree and too extreme, you know, maybe spending where you shouldn't, and, you know, but having those things, you know, you come home and go, oh, man, I didn't really need to buy the better one of these. I could have gotten by with the lesser one of these. And so you've been in a whit of extremes in that way. So this card is here to actually ask you to create a little bit of balance in that. Choose maybe more of a middle of the road rather than, you know, being frivolous and then being too cautious and then being frivolous and then being too cautious. And that's just about everything. So it's just about finding balance in your life in that way. The other thing that comes along with this, too, is giving your time to others. You need to find somewhere to donate your time to others by, you know, doing whatever you can, whether it just, you know, be, you know, just a small class, you know, maybe go into the classrooms at schools and help the kids learn how to read. If you live near a school and you don't have any kids, sometimes, you know, a lot of teachers at some of schools have absolutely no parent helpers. If you can find the time, go in and give one teacher an hour, hour and a half a week. It would just, it would help her so much. It would be unbelievable. Or him. It would be unbelievable. Don't even know why I went there, but I just did. But this card is asking you to volunteer somewhere. It's also telling me that as you find this better balance, a new person is going to move into your life. You're going to find a new phase or relationship. And by taking this step back and starting to give that good fortune, which you really do have, to others, it's going to actually draw in better people and maybe even a specific person in your life. I don't know if you're dating someone now or if you have a significant other, but do you?
I'm not dating anybody special at the moment.
Okay. Then it could be a relationship because, you know, sometimes, but you, just remember, not all relationships are love relationships. It's kind of what I said to the last caller. Sometimes those best relationships are the greatest relationships that you can have are those that, you know, are just about, you know, connecting with spirit, those people that you just really connect with. And so then the next thing and last thing I have for you is to really focus, really see who you are. If you're that person of leadership, have the vision and be a leader. You really are a leader, and you're also someone creative. So being in a leadership position and being creative, you can really come up with a lot of solutions for yourself and others and great situations. This may even be where you're supposed to be volunteering or giving of your time. There may be, you know, somewhere local that's trying to work through some issues, like how to bring more food into a food bank or something like that. And you may have all the answers because you're creative. So that's the message your angels want you to hear. Does that resonate?
It definitely does. I've been knowing for at least a year now that I need a volunteer. Literally, I think about it all the time, you know, especially at retirement centers. So you just reiterated something that I know I have to do.
Yeah. So, and I'm seeing a creative side. So maybe if you have that creative side, maybe it's to volunteer once a week to do a craft with them. And you'd be surprised, a lot of the crafts, you know, go look into crafts from long ago, like from the 40s and stuff, and go and do it with them. And they would get such great joy doing a craft that they had done in the past. Like, I remember this from blah, blah, blah. And you just give them so much joy. And as you do that, you're going to find that that your life is really going to move forward and change. And you're going to be creating a lot of new relationships. And with this, your psychic is going to be heightened and your abilities are going to be heightened. And you're going to know the right things to do and the right things to say and the right places to be at the right time. And that's the message that I have for you, Kiki.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Elijah, do you have anything for Kiki tonight?
Yeah. Thank you. Let me ask you a question, because I think I got right into the messages and I wasn't able to listen to a question itself. Did you have a question at the beginning of this?
Yes, it was just basically wanting to know the possibility of success for a new entrepreneurial endeavor that I'm pursuing over the next month or two.
Okay, interesting. So I want to make sure that I'm reading you right, because I actually got nothing related to that. I got so much on the physical body that I pretty much that was pretty much what all the messages were about. And I kept on asking, is there anything else? Is there anything else? And that's what they were focusing on. So I want to ask you just to make sure that I'm reading you right.
Okay.
Essentially, what I got is that you're holding a lot in the body. And that was the overwhelming messages. And it came in so many different ways. And so when you called on the radio, you have absolutely no questions related to your health. Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't.
Okay. And you don't?
No, I don't have any pressing issues. I have some bad habits, but no, like, you know, health issues that
so
are,
let me
you
ask
know.
You this. Do you experience anxiety or social anxiety in any way, shape, or form?
At times, yes.
Okay. So that would be a physical issue, and that's part of a little bit of what I'm seeing. There's something called magnetic field deficiency. Simply what that means is that is a lot of people that feel empathic, okay, and they say, oh, I have spiritual empathy, or they have empathy, or they have the spiritual gift of empathy. A lot of what they're experiencing is magnetic field deficiency. There are some people that actually do have the true ability. The difference between the two is that, one, you have a weak auric field, and all the information from the outside world is able to pierce in through that field, and you're able to, as a result, perceive it. I perceive it as your own. And sometimes that comes along as feeling what other people are feeling or feeling hypersensitive. The true spiritual ability is that it comes and it goes. This isn't the same way that it came. It doesn't kind of have a residue. Another example of magnetic field deficiency is that people who have sensitivity to light or electronics. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, do you experience that?
Yes, but the thing is, I can't let it go. So I can perceive somebody's intention and mood. If
right.
it's negative, I have a hard time letting it go from me.
Right, which is exactly what I'm saying. That is exactly what I'm making the distinction, that you fall into that first category. You may fall into a second category as well, but because the auric field is weak in some way, shape, or form, okay, either through trauma
mm-hmm.
or through bad habits, lack of exercise, diet, a lot of those things came up. And, you know, they're talking about, you know, for you to research a little bit about nutrition. It's so important for us to get the right minerals and vitamins, right, because if not, how do we create our hormones, how do we repair our body? On top of that, the stress and everything else related to that, you know, then you have things like, you know, I'm not saying that it's necessarily related to you because that's not my scope of practice, but hypothetically, say you were to have something like H. pylori or candida or one of those natural protozoas that tend to have an effect on our hydrochloric acid, again, poor
mm-hmm.
mineral and vitamin absorption, poor nutritional absorption, inflammation, you know, all of these things end up leading to a little bit of that same issue with the enteric nervous system. And so sometimes it takes a lot of body awareness, in other words, is what I'm trying to say. A lot of people go through these things. They say, oh, I have anxiety, I have intense anxiety, I'm not able to do this, and sometimes I feel spacey, I eat this food, oh, it must be normal. Well, you know, when we look into nutrition, we say, oh, if I supplement with enzymes and I feel better,
mm-hmm.
maybe that means that I have enzyme deficiency. Maybe I need to drink more probiotics. Maybe I need to
mm-hmm.
look into supplementing my hydrochloric acid. So there's a whole huge knowledge base. And when
mm-hmm.
that ends up translating into is that we end up realizing that our physical body is really where all the spirituality is. There is no spirituality anywhere else. You are spiritual, you know what I mean? Your essence is spiritual, and it is perfect and whole. And what And when people talk about spirituality, I mean, I've devoted my entire life to this path. What we're really looking at is the ascension of the physical body. Who you are as a soul, yes, you're naturally growing in a sense, but who you are at the highest level is already perfect and whole, and that is very spiritual. So what we're doing is we're actually taking who we are and allowing the physical body to receive that fully and be able to come back to a place that is like you as an inner child, open, trusting, loving, gentle, compassionate. And part of that process is, if we are healthy, it is a lot easier for us to move into a state of wholeness. It is a lot easier to move into that. So my message for you is move into some body awareness, move into the idea that you are healthy and that there is also a responsibility for you to take in order to make sure that the alignment with what our soul's voice is, which is proper, listening to what the physical body wants to do, which is to move, to drink healthy water, so forth and so on, and all the things related to that, continues to happen. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Blessings for you, yes. Eileen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, I was trying to get... My phone. I have a new phone, and I'm learning how to work it. So I can't help it, but maybe in a month or so I'll learn how to work this one. I lost my other one, so that's how it goes. All right, the next caller I'm going to take is from the 619 area code. 619, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Who am I speaking to?
Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary. Thanks for calling in. And
hi.
I believe we've spoken with you before. Welcome back to the show.
Yes. Thank you.
Do you have a question? Do we have permission to read you tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to see what you guys see. That's all I want to know.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Those are actually what I do best. So let's see what we do. We actually, that's what we all do best, is just basically what messages come through for you. So.
Well, actually, you guys are really good, too. Whatever you guys tell us, for some reason, or for some odd reason, a couple of days pass by and it happens. I don't know why or what, but it does.
Well, you know what?
The funny thing
Eileen,
about that is...
when Rosemary I have to tell her, though, I'm getting a message. She says, like, what we say comes true within a couple of days or so. Rosemary, the angels are saying, please be careful because you're a little bit more accident-prone than usual, okay?
What's accident? I don't know what that
means. In other words, if you're not watching where you're walking, you could fall. You're going to have an accident if you don't be careful, okay?
Oh, how I walk, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
just...
Clumsier.
Like fall off of something, like off a chair if you're not watching how you're sitting. It's just like something's going to happen if you're not paying attention, okay?
Well, lately I have fell down, but it's not that. Since I was little, I have this thing with my leg that I walk sideways. My leg go out on me sometimes when I'm walking on the street. I have fell down a couple of times on the street.
Ah.
Okay.
Because my legs,
so they're just
like,
telling you to be careful. Yeah, they're just telling you, they're watching over you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Rosemary, how are you eating, hon? Are you healthy things?
Well, and breakfast-wisely, no. Breakfast, we're always on the run. Me and my mom, like you guys were saying, not to drink a lot of sweets. Because of something about diabetes. I try drinking more water, but like we're out 24/7. We're always on the run, me and my mom. We don't get a rest. We're always out. And it's like it's hard for us to eat like healthy food, healthy-wise at the house every day.
Well, but you know what? You've got to watch because I'm getting you have to change your habits a little bit, hon. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Just try to, you know, be mindful of that. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm getting you really have to pay attention to your diet, okay?
Oh, yeah, I know. I gain weight easily.
Okay, because it's really going to be beneficial if you do. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you're going to feel like, you know, you're going to feel better, like, you know, in the upcoming month or so, you are going to feel better. So just know that. I see things going in a positive direction for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And not only health-wise, but, I mean, you have new beginnings coming your way. So I see you, you know, like, everything's changing and it's going into, like, a phase where you're going to be really, really happy. And this is really an exciting time of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so really embrace this and enjoy it. This is sort of like a freshness start that you're wanting. And it's beautiful, Rosemary. Now, this is like a magical time for you. Things that you've been wanting, you know, maybe like material needs and stuff like that, they're going to be fulfilled for you. There's going to be celebrations around you. So it's going to be a really beautiful time. So this is sort of like, as we're talking now, this is like the light at the end of the tunnel, hon, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's true. What you said, celebrations, my brother's getting married.
Oh, very, very nice. That's awesome. Very nice. Okay, and what I'm getting, I remember, you know, the last time that we spoke to you on air and stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're looking, if you're still looking for love, make sure that you put enough effort into your search, okay? And make sure,
that's where I was going to cut off, sorry. I don't go looking for it. It's funny. They come looking for me.
Okay, but I mean, if you're interested as well,
I'm interested in one person.
Right. Well, I mean, don't narrow it to one person. You know, just always ask for your highest and best. And, you know, sometimes we can't see things, you know, but just make sure that you're loving yourself and, you start with you, Rosemary. And no matter who you meet and stuff, you're complete just the way you are. Someone else is never going to complete you, okay? Yeah, so that we have to remember, you know.
Yeah, because you guys told me whenever you do go to the mirror and say, you know, like, you know, you look nice or something, you know, like, to bring it up. I remember that you guys said that too.
Smile, Rosemary. You know what the angels are saying? They love your beautiful smile. Make sure you smile when you're out and about with your mom, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And just don't be worried, because what I'm getting, the angels are saying that you're telling, I can hear you, like, inside you're saying, oh, my gosh, I'm never going to find that love I'm looking for. You will. But you have to believe, okay?
Okay.
You're worthy
that.
Of the love you're looking for, Mary. You're beautiful and you're worthy of it, hon. Okay,
thank
and that's
you.
My message for you, hon. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen and Elijah, and God bless, Rosemary.
Thank you, you too.
All right, what I have for you is that right now it's time for your relationships to take on a new level. There's going to be a lot more trust in a lot of the relationships you're in, as well as taking care of yourself. And just, you know, really focusing on, you know, being your own true self in a relationship and, you know, healing any emotional issues that you may have or that the relationship itself may have. The next thing I have for you is that it's also time, and this is a major card. And the next two are really major cards. And so this is more about your path and your purpose. And that is that it's time for you to take a leap of faith and really follow your dreams. There might be some unexpected opportunities, some doors opening. It just might feel like things are spinning a little bit for you right now, and they're just spinning into shape. And doing this, you need to be the dreamer and really dream big. Dream big for your desires and your goals.
I have been dreaming, because I've been dreaming about me, my mom, and my dad opening a business. Because my mom and my dad, they cook really good. My dad is a top chef. And I'm just tired of seeing my dad working a lot, like overwhelmed. You know?
Well, awesome. Well, this says that there should really be some unexpected opportunities coming your way. So when you see a door open, walk through it. Okay? The next thing I have for you is also a major arcana card, and it is about review and evaluate, because there's favorable assessments, and you have all the facts, and it really is time to move in a new direction. So this is a really positive card for what you've told me. is you know, but really review, like, say, your business plan. Really get a business plan nailed down and narrowed into what it is that you want to do. And stay focused with that, because sometimes when you start in a business, you can go all over the place, and you need to be really, really focused. And so that's what I have for you.
Excuse me, that because in my family, everyone's a chef. My real dad and my stepdad, they're top chefs. So I learned a couple about the restaurant business.
Cool. Well, then I guess it's just about having a really good business plan written down in place. And then, you know, there might be a really new opportunity, maybe somebody coming forward with some sort of type of support, but you're going to have to be able to put a business plan that you have written down in place and hand it to them and you know, discuss those goals and see where that takes you. And that's what I was meant to tell you tonight. So let's move on to Elijah, because we only have about 4 minutes left. Elijah?
Okay. Hi, Elijah.
Hey, how are you? My message is very sure, is I think is going to be a lot more powerful than you realize, and just, that's how little messages are like this. And I think you're going to realize a little bit of what it's saying maybe in the future when you look back at the invitation, and that is, have you forgotten how to play?
I've forgotten a what?
How to play. And what it's basically speaking of, yeah, how to play. And what it's basically speaking of is this deep disconnection with the inner child, and sometimes we need to go back and remember how we used to play, and remember to relax and ease into that playful nature and consciousness of the inner child. And that I there were three messages, and all three were related to the exact same message is learning how to play again. And so that's the invitation: learn how to play again, investigate what playing means again, and explore what that means to you.
Okay. Yeah, because I do play. We play all the time. Me and my kids, we're always playing. Like, we're always laughing. I mean, you guys can go on my profile and look at the pictures before. I went just having a big...
Can't hear you too well. Say again.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
She said they actually take a lot of time to play. As a family, they laugh a lot and have a lot of fun.
Yeah, we do. We do. We go out. I think
it's more about you know, sometimes you have you engage in an activity, and sometimes you're doing something for others. When we talk about the inner child itself, is a very one-on-one experience that we have with ourselves, and it's actually moving into a state of consciousness. And so sometimes we're going through certain motions, but we're not actually moving into the consciousness of what it is offering. In other words, we're not moving into enthusiasm. We're not moving into exploration. We're not moving. We're going through the work, and we think the playing is just maybe throwing a ball and catching or laughing. And there's a beautiful aspect. This is a little bit deeper than that. It's a little bit more into the teaching of the inner child. There's something deeper there that is awaiting you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Elijah. Appreciate that reading for for Rosemary tonight. Really appreciate
Rosemary,
that.
Yeah.
Just want to say thank you to all our callers. We are at our end of our time. I will say if the 856 and 856-776 and the 708-802 called in at the beginning or close to the beginning of the next show, I will try to pull you on first. And I want to thank everyone for coming tonight and listening to us. Elijah, it was wonderful to have you here. DC,
thank
it was
you.
Wonderful to work with you. We make a great trilogy of spirituality, and I am honored to share my time with you two in giving readings. And
thank
angel
you.
Blessings to you guys. And real quickly, DC, where can we find you?
Well, I'm on Facebook quite a bit, so Facebook is probably one of the easier places, and it's DC Space Love,
And DC and the L for love is all in caps. And my website is www.therealdclove.com. Thank you, Eileen.
Thank you. And Elijah, where can we find you?
Same place. Facebook is probably going to be the best place to send me a message or anything related to that. Elijah Anderson on Facebook.
And remember, Anderson is with a Z. And I am Eileen Powers, and you can also find me on Facebook. Thanks again for calling Angel Antics tonight. And I love you all. DC, I love you. Elijah, I love you. I'm so honored to be
too.
Here with you.
Love you.
All
thank
right.
You, you too.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.